Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we're going to be talking about two stories that reflect the humor and beauty of Zen wisdom from the book 101 Zen Stories by Nyogen Senzaki. The first story is called Nothing Exists. Yamaoka Teshu, as a young student of Zen, visited one master after another. He called upon the Dokyon of Shokoku. Desiring to show his attainment, he said, "The mind, Buddha, and sentient beings, after all, do not exist. The true nature of phenomena is emptiness. There is no realization, no delusion, no sage, no mediocrity. There is no giving and nothing to be received." Dokuong, who was smoking quietly, said nothing. But suddenly, he whacked Yamaoka with his bamboo pipe. This made the young sage very angry. "If nothing exists," inquired Dokuong, "where did this anger come from?" What a simple story, but it shows that especially in Buddhism, where there is so much talk of emptiness, it doesn't mean that emptiness is everything. In fact, emptiness itself, I would say, is a label, just like anger or lust or delusion. Striving for one label does not free you from the attachment of all labels. When we realize that labels are temporary and that everything flows through us and doesn't become us, I think that's where wisdom begins. And I think that's where the story is trying to demonstrate that we shouldn't just seek emptiness, but seek to understand emptiness for what it is. The second story is called Time to Die. Ikkyu, the Zen master, was very clever, even as a boy. His teacher had a precious teacup, a rare antique. Ikkyu happened to break this cup and was greatly perplexed. Hearing the footsteps of his teacher, he held the pieces of the cup behind him. When the master appeared, Ikkyu asked, "Why do people have to die?" "This is natural," explained the older man. "Everything has to die and has just so long to live." Ikkyu, producing the shattered cup, added, "It was time, after all, for your cup to die." I like this story because it has a lot of Zen wisdom in it. How this natural reaction of being sad or angry at something broken is not always the wise reaction. The feeling is natural, but in reality, it's true. Everything is meant to pass. Everything is meant to be broken, to die. Even this precious antique teacup. And the fact that this young boy was able to grasp that so much faster than his master really shows something. Just because you are older or deemed wiser by others doesn't mean you have all the wisdom in the world. There is so much to learn from those around us. Every day is a chance to see things pass, things arise. And just like those things, we rise and fall as well. This is the nature of life. Something I've observed recently is sickness in my body. Of course, in the beginning, I felt kind of bad about this because I felt that I was letting other people down. I was slower. I was not as fast or agile or quick of a thinker. But then it started to make me laugh as well. How humbled am I by this tiny little cold that I have to slow down my thoughts, my actions, my words, that I have so little energy that I have to be even more mindful of what I say and do. All of this just makes me grateful for the freedom that I do have to still speak, to still walk, to still breathe without difficulty. I always feel this, but sickness and observing sickness is always a wonderful exercise in Buddhist wisdom, because the fragility of the body is one of those things that frees us from attachment to the body and all the conditions. It's so much easier to realize that we don't have to be a certain way when we realize that things cannot be a certain way forever. Everything, everyone gets old, gets sick, and dies, regardless of how wise or fit or strong they are. It's not a reflection of your nature to be fragile. It is just the nature of existence to be fragile. And as a result, we're able to see existence as it is and treasure it for what it is. I hope you found lots of humor in the two stories that I've shared today. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a beautiful, calm, and wise journey ahead of you this week. Until next week, stay safe out there.